Jeremiah chapter 46. What's this I see? They're scared out of their wits. They break ranks and run for cover. Their soldiers panic. They run this way and that, stampeding blindly. It's total chaos, total confusion, danger everywhere. Verse 5. The Battle of Carchemish, a city between Syria and Turkey on the banks of the Euphrates River, was a decisive battle in the Babylonian War against Egypt and the Assyrian Empire, in which the latter disappeared from history, and Egypt had to undertake its retreat. Jeremiah told them how to prepare. Present arms, march to the front, harness the horses, up in the saddle. Battle formation. The swiftest runners won't get away. The strongest soldiers won't escape. Verse 6. We also face battles in a daily spiritual war. God asks us, why do I see you back, full of fear, if I have given you a full armor? Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians 6:13-17. Lord, no doubt today I must also have to face an enemy who wants to frighten me. Help me to spend less time thinking about what I wear and put on the full armor that will give me victory.